Son de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation. Des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Nous allons retrouver notre ami journaliste Edward. Aujourd'hui, il va s'entretenir avec Sally, la femme de Modou. Saviez-vous que Sally avait été immigrée en France? Elle nous montrera que Paris, la ville lumière, n'est pas toujours un Eldorado pour beaucoup d'immigrés. Vous entendrez la conversation entre Sally, l'immigré, et le journaliste Edward. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ses énoncés. 1. Sally était allée à Paris pour étudier. 2. Elle a été sans papier à Paris. Vous allez maintenant répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Dans quel type de quartier habitait Sally à Paris? 2. Pourquoi lui était-il difficile de trouver un bon boulot? 3. Comment était-elle coiffée? Vous allez enfin apprendre des termes en relation avec l'immigration et savoir intensifier une opinion en ajoutant « to » à un adjectif.
Sally, could you tell our dear listeners where you chose to immigrate to?
France, of course. We were all dreaming of Paris. Paris, la ville lumière. We thought if we moved there, we would be happy. Ah!
But Paris is a nice city, isn't it?
Of course. But I lived in a banlieue chaude, very far from Paris.
What's a banlieue chaude?
As they say there, it's a hot neighborhood.
Hotter than Senegal?
Not that kind of hot. There was no peace. The streets were full of protests, demonstrations, fights with the police, that sort of thing.
Sounds like a tough life. Did you work in France?
I had a job as a hairdresser, but the salary was way too low, of course. If you have legal documents, you can get a better salary.
Let me guess, you couldn't get any?
Nope. My student visa had expired. I became a sans-papier after that.
Couldn't you apply for a residence permit?
Impossible. Well, possible. If I accepted to marry a big, ugly, rich man, it would be possible. But I refused. Too bad.
Any funny stories or anecdotes for our listeners?
Plenty. While we were there, all four of the girls in the apartment used the same Navigo pass to take the metro.
How did you manage that? Isn't there a photo on the card?
Yeah, but we all had the same dreadlocks. So they didn't know the difference. If we got caught, we would all cry the same big tears.
And did it work?
Of course. No passenger would let a controller take a poor crying girl to the police.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Edward et Sally. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Sally était allée à Paris pour étudier. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Elle a été sans papier à Paris. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Dans quel type de quartier habitait Sally à Paris? Dans une banlieue chaude. 2. Pourquoi lui était-il difficile de trouver un bon boulot? Elle était sans papier. 3. Comment était-elle coiffée? En dreadlocks. Vous avez remarqué que nos deux protagonistes ont utilisé des temps du passé pour parler de choses passées. Répétez ces phrases.
The salary was way too low. Too bad.
Le mot too ou trop en français, suivi d'un adjectif, intensifie l'action exprimée. Répétez d'autres exemples. It was too difficult to find a job. It was too low. Écoutez aussi cette phrase entendue dans le dialogue.
If we moved there, we would be happy.
Cette phrase exprime la condition en utilisant if. Écoutez ces autres exemples. If she is ready, we will go. If we don't wait, she gets angry. Vous remarquerez dans ces phrases que « if » peut être suivi d'un futur ou d'un présent. La possibilité du résultat de l'action est plutôt probable. C'est un conditionnel factuel. Vous avez entendu le journaliste Edward et Sally l'immigré parler de la vie en France. Vous savez exprimer l'accent en utilisant « to ». Vous savez aussi exprimer la condition en utilisant « if » et entendre le conditionnel factuel. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de cette leçon, nous allons entendre Martin Lerner interviewer un garagiste. Nous allons entendre parler de réparation de voiture et des différentes parties d'une voiture, tout un nouveau vocabulaire. Vous apprendrez à décrire votre voiture. Si vous n'en avez pas une, décrivez celle d'un ami ou d'un voisin. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Voyons quelques expressions rapidement. Garage, c'est un garage. A mechanic, un mécanicien. Garage, mechanic. To fix a car, réparer une voiture. Ou bien, to repair a car. To restore a car, remodeler une voiture. To paint a car, peindre une voiture. To buy a car, acheter une voiture. To fix, to restore, to repair, to paint, to buy. Écoutez la leçon.
Good morning.
Hi, what can I do for you?
I want to write a story about garages. May I talk to you about your work? Do you have time?
Sure, I have a few minutes. What do you want to know?
May I record?
Okay.
Tell me the name of the garage.
Kelly's Cars.
And your name is Kelly?
Yes, I'm Kelly. Kelly Morgan.
What do you do, Kelly?
I'm a mechanic. I fix cars.
Are you the owner?
Yes, I own the garage.
When did you open the garage?
This garage is new. It's about 2 years old. I had an old garage.
Where?
The old garage was near the harbor. I moved. The building was too expensive. It was big. This building is smaller.
What did you do there?
I restored old cars.
What do you mean, restored?
I bought old cars.
How old?
20, 30, 40 years old, sometimes older.
Then what did you do?
I made that old car look like a new car. Okay? I bought an old car. I'm going to tell you about one car. It was a Packard. They don't make Packards now. It was black, and it was terrible.
What do you mean, terrible?
It was rusted. It was damaged. The paint was chipped. One window was broken. The tires were not good.
It sounds like my car.
Is your car 50 years old?
No, it's 5 years old. What did you do?
It had four doors. One door was bad. I found a good door in Michigan. I found a new window in Mississippi. I found excellent tires in Ohio.
What happened to the rust?
I repaired the rusted parts.
How?
I cut the damaged metal off, then I put new clean metal on. I had to paint the car, of course.
What color?
I wanted a brown car. I painted it brown. It looked expensive.
What happened to the inside?
The inside was very beautiful. It had nice seats. It had lovely wood panels. It was brown. I put new brown carpeting on the floor.
Les descriptions nous aident à imaginer un objet, par exemple une voiture, a car, qu'on ne peut pas voir. Kelly, le mécanicien, the mechanic, a décrit ce qu'il a fait pour remodeler une vieille voiture,
an old car. Il a choisi des mots très descriptifs pour que Martin puisse bien imaginer la voiture dont il parle. Écoutez encore ces adjectifs, même si vous ne les connaissez pas toutes, écoutez-les bien.
New car, old garage, big building, black Packard, brown carpeting, wood panels, clean metal, excellent tires, bad door, terrible outside, beautiful inside, expensive car, rusted car, damaged car, chipped paint, broken window.
Et maintenant, essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin avec des adjectifs descriptifs. Par exemple, si Martin y dit, What is your house like? What's your house like? À quoi ressemble votre maison? Comment est votre maison? Vous pouvez répondre, It's small. Elle est petite. It's large. Autre question, What is your car like? Ou bien, avec la contraction, What's your car like? It's old. Elle est vieille. It's blue. Elle est bleue. It's rusted. Elle est rouillée. Allez-y, répondez aux questions de Martin.
What is your house like? What is your shirt like? What is his car like? What is the hotel like?
Exerçons-nous avec les voitures. Do you have a car? Avez-vous une voiture? Do you have a car? Et si vous avez une voiture, What's your car like? Comment allez votre voiture? What is your car like? What's your car like? Décrivons cette voiture, la vôtre. Ou devons-nous commencer par la mienne? Commençons par la mienne. Une voiture américaine. I have a Buick. It's an old Buick. I have a Ford. I have a brand new Ford. J'ai une Ford toute nouvelle. Brand new. I have an old Pontiac. He has a brand new Chevrolet. Did you see that Jeep? My father has a Dodge. Ce sont des voitures américaines. I love my new Chrysler. Look at that Plymouth. What a beautiful Cadillac. That's a Lincoln Continental. Voilà des marques de voitures américaines. Describe your car. Is it old? Is it new? Is it rusted? Is it damaged? Does it have new tires? Are the tires old? Is it a two-door? Is it a four-door? Is it a station wagon? Is it automatic? Voilà quelques expressions pour décrire les voitures. Et voilà pour cette leçon d'anglais. That's it for now. C'est tout pour l'instant. On continuera à apprendre à décrire. In the meantime, entre-temps. In the meantime, practice describing your car. Or your friend's car. Or your neighbor's car. Hello, hello.
I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur ondes courtes, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. Maybe now we can switch page and go forward on the timeline in the future. So maybe we can ask Pierrette. We want Pierrette to ask ICDB something about the month in the future, ahead. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Yes. Hello? ICDB, what will you do next month?
Okay. Next month, I will be traveling to the village. Yeah. I will be traveling to my village to work with my parents.
Wow.
Okay.
Perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Did you like that, Pierrette?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Jeff? Pascal, what do you think of that?
About the answer or about the question?
The question was perfect. The answer was perfect. Are you happy with the lesson? Because I think we're all happy with the lesson.
Okay. I am happy. Correct.
Is there something you want to add to this lesson before we say goodbye?
Okay. With the time you're expecting the next month or next week, next day, okay?
Well, I think Roger...
Sure, an example.
Okay, are you going to give us one more example?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One example? Okay, one example. Next month, next day, I will write a letter to Madame Michelle. Do you understand my example?
Okay, okay. So you mean tomorrow? Or next month?
Tomorrow. Next day, I will write a letter to Madame Michelle.
Next day?
Next month.
Mm-hmm.
Next month,
yeah.
We will celebrate my birthday.
Mm. Wonderful. God willing. Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
That's
Thank you. We will. That's a good example. Mm-hmm. Next day. What do you think of the next day?
I mean, Phil, next day.
Roger, what do you think of next day?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a bit more common.
I think tomorrow is the best. Next day, I will send a letter to Michelle.
Next day you see it for, let's say, mail. You want it to go the next day.
Right.
But it's, I think...
But to put it on a sentence, that would not sound... Right.
So yeah. I think Jeff meant tomorrow I will write a letter.
Yes.
To Ms. Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward.
I can ask a question, please.
Okay.
I can ask a question to anyone.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Normally to be right because every day me is different questions. Okay.
Yes. So Pierrette, are you ready for his question?
Question for Pierrette.
Question for Pierrette.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Pierrette, please. Okay, when will you arrive to my country, Pierrette?
I will arrive in your country next year.
Oh, that's a beautiful way. Well, I think we're going to thank everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all of you for participating, and we are going to have something prepared by Roger.
That's right.
You're going to have to go to the web
to see it.
Anglais Télé on Facebook.
And guys, and I'm going to add to Michelle what Michelle just said. Make sure you tell everybody to go to Anglais Télé. Perfect.
Tell everyone to check us out on Facebook, Anglais Télé.